or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
It will be Farmington's ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 40-36. Merritt Adams will inbound the ball on the far sideline.
Wooden Coleman back in with four fouls. You got to go with it right here.
Yep. Inbound pass goes to Shirey. We're back underway. Shirey with it. Throws it to Adams on the right side. Up top to McCumber. Over to Shirey on the right. Now up top to London. London will dribble to the left side. Gives it to McCumber on the low block. She puts up the jumper over McCarn. Shot blocked by McCarn.
No,
and Mountain Home comes up.
No,
she says.
Ball goes in the front court to Husky. And she'll give it to Moore there on the right wing. Moore will dribble to the top. Gives it to Coleman over to Yonkers on the left. Yonkers will dribble into the lane. Now she'll be fouled.
Let's see if we can get the whistles going our way this quarter right here and get to the line.
Well, it's our turn. I mean,
It is our turn.
We missed this last quarter.
Merritt Adams picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against the Lady Cardinals. We're 40 seconds into this final quarter. It is a four-point Farmington advantage. Inbound pass goes up top to Moore. She immediately puts up the long three-pointer. It hits high off the iron and then goes out of bounds.
Hit the
shot clock.
Furling or whatever it is up there holding the goal in there.
So Farmington will get it back. Shirey walks the ball into the front court. 7:10 left in the game. Ball goes over on the left side, on the right side to Adams. She'll take the screen. Throw it up top to London. London will dribble to the left side. Gives it there to Shirey. Over on the right side to Ewer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Morgan Ewer with her first 3 points of the day. And it's a three-possession lead all of a sudden for Farmington.
Yeah, we got to slow this run down. Mountain Home needs a nice bucket.
Husky with it. Her pass into the front court is stolen by Shirey. She's quickly back the other way. She'll give it to Adams in the right corner. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one bounces around, does not go. London gets offensive rebound. She'll throw it out to Ewer. She's going to try another three on the left wing. This one won't go, and a foul on the rebound.
Adams here.
That's her fourth. Nope, they're going to get McCumber.
Okay, McCumber, good. I knew they were going to get one of them.
That's her third personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Cardinals here in the fourth quarter. 6:32 left in the game. 43-36, Farmington up. Inbound pass goes to Husky. Back to Moore. It's the zone press once again for Farmington. Back to Husky. Back to Moore. Into the front court she goes. Moore dribbles. Finds McCarn on the low block. Going in for the layup. Off the glass and in.
There. Good pass by Lakin. What do we?
Anna McCarn with eight on the night.
Oh, Anna went down. Oh. She didn't have room to land. She's okay?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. So back to a two-possession game, 43-38 our score, 6:18. They stopped the stop play for a moment, stopped the clock for a moment. Now we're back underway. Shirey into the front court, throws it to McCumber on the right side, up top to Adams, over to London on the left, down to Ewer. She's going to drill out more on the wing, up top to McCumber. She's going to try for the three-pointer. That won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
There's our stop. We need a stop.
Mountain with a chance to make it a one-possession game on this play. 5:58 left to play in the game. 43-38, Lady Cardinals up.
Stop, score, stop. That's the name of the game right now.
Husky with it just inside the half-court stripe. Dribbles to the right side.
Oh, whip.
Now goes back up top to Moore. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Moore picked up a drill, gives it to McCarn. Back to Moore. She's going to travel the long three. It was blocked, and Ewer comes up with the ball. Not a good possession there.
No, we got late in the shot clock, try to go one-on-one, and good defense by Adams.
Adams will be fouled near the baseline. I believe they're going to get Lakin Moore with that one. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against Mountain Home. Morgan Ewer checking out of the game as Zoe Brashear is coming back in. So Farmington's really going big right now.
Yeah, they got both bigs in.
Yeah. How's Mountain? Inbound pass thrown into Adams. To Shirey in the right corner, down to Brashears on the right
side.
There it is!
She's called for the charge.
Good job, Anna McCarn, drawing that body.
That's her fourth personal foul. Team foul number three against Barton here in the fourth quarter.
Good heads-up basketball there by McCarn, drawing the charge.
5:17 left in the game. 43-38, Farmington up. Ball is knocked away. Now Tom's able to keep possession of it, though. Now into the front court to Coleman. She'll give it to Moore. Moore is going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, she did.
And now Farmington is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:07 left to play in the game. It is Farmington leading Mount Tom 43-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Farmington taking the timeout with 5:07 left to play in the game as they're up 43-38. Timeout situation, Mount Tom has two full timeouts remaining and one 30-second timeout left. Farmington has all three of their full timeouts remaining, but they're out of 30s.
Oh, you got to love December basketball.
You bet,
late December basketball.
Well, here's London with it. She's going to dribble into lane, going in for the layup. Good.
Nice little move by London.
She has seven on the day.
She gave us fits the last time we played her. She's a good player.
Yeah, she did. She did give us fits. 45-38, Lady Cardinals up. 4:45 left in the game. Ball goes to Moore. Into the front court to Yonkers. Dangerous throw, but Yonkers is able to control it.
Come on, Jay. Take this game over right here. We need some scoring out of you, Slim.
Ball goes up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three. Won't go, and the rebound is, Moore tried to save it. She couldn't, and it will be Farmington's ball with 4:29 left in the game.
Good hustle there by Moore trying to get a rebound.
Shirey into the front court. Throws over to Moss on the right side. Down to McCumber near the corner. Out to London near the top. Over on the left side it goes to Shirey. She's going to drill to the corner. Gives it to McCumber. Over to London on the right, up top to Moss, over to Shirey, 15 left on the shot clock, over to London now. Now Adams has on the left side, down in the corner to McCumber, up top to Moss. She finds McCumber cutting into the lane. She's going to go up for the layup, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Coleman. Husky into the front court with it. Less than 4 minutes left in the game. Yonkers with it now on the right side. She'll take the screen from McCarn, dribble up top.
Ooh, there she was. She rolled right into that.
Ball goes to Moore. She's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McCumber.
Yeah, Lakin just can't get a shot to fall. She's getting good looks in the lane. They're all around the bucket. They're just not going down.
London with it on the right side, left side. She's going to go in for the layup. No good. And the rebound controlled by Yonkers. Yonkers quickly back the other way. Has the ball knocked away, but gets it back. Husky with it. 3:20 left to play in the game. Husky will throw it to Moore on the right side. Up top to Coleman. Coleman drills the right side. She's going into lane for the layup, and she'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 3:09 left. That is Marin Adams' fourth personal foul, team foul number four against Farmington. So with this being a trip to the free throw line, Mountain Home's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of this game. Witten Coleman's first free throw of the day is up. No good.
That's going to be Adams' fourth, too.
Morgan Ewer checking back in for Farmington, replacing Marin Adams. Again, Farmington with two players with four fouls, both on the bench right now. Coleman's second shot is up and in. She gets one of two. She has four on the day. So it's back to a two-possession game with that free throw. 45-39, our score, a little over 3 minutes left. Shirey into the front court, throws over to Moss on the right side. She'll take the screen, gives up top to Ewer. Over to London on the left. Down on a low block to Moss. Up top to McCumber. Over on the right side to Ewer. Ewer will dribble toward the top, gives it there to Moss. 15 left on the shot clock. Over to McCumber on the right side. Down in the corner to Ewer. Now back out on the wing to Shirey. She dribbles up to the top. Down to 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Shirey's going to dribble it into the lane, going in for the layup. Shot! Oh, they're going to get a foul, though.
What?
Wow, They're going to call Anna McCarn with getting a little body.
Anna sends that one in the rafters, and they call a foul. You got to be kidding me.
That's her fourth personal foul. Oh, they're actually, they've got that as her third. I thought it was her fourth. But anyways, they're going to get be Shirey at the free throw line, where so far she is one of one. First free throw's up, no good. She has seven on the day so far. 2:35 left. So one more free throw for Shirey to shoot. Second shot is up. Good.
So they always say ball don't lie. So maybe she did get a little body, but maybe she got mostly blocked. She went one of one, right?
Yeah, one of two. 46-39, Farmington up. A little over 2.5 minutes left. Moore throws it in, tries to throw it into the front court. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Shirey. She's quickly back the other way. Now she's going to pull it back out. Now she's going to try for the three on the right side and gets it. She's now in double figures with 11. And now Tom's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 2:17 left to play in the game, as it is a double-digit lead for Farmington all of a sudden. 49-39 our score. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Mountain Home taking the timeout with 2:17 left to play in the game after Farmington went up double digits on the three by Reese Shirey. 49-39 is our score with 2:17 left to play in this game. Was a big shot by Reese.
Yeah, that's what good teams do, though. You know, they turn, you get a turnover, they go down, they make you pay.
Inbound pass goes to Moore. She'll give it to Husky. Into the front court, it goes to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles into lanes, going in for the layup. No good, but McCarn's there for the offensive rebound. Can't get the putback. And now jump ball's called, I believe. And it will be Mount Holmes ball in the possession arrow. 2:02 left to play in the game. It looks like they're going to need to take a moment to wipe up some perspiration off the floor.
We're not one of those big-time programs that have the little guys with the squeegee boards.
Yeah, right.
We need to donate. Somebody needs to donate one of those crazy things, man. I don't know. I think, North Central Arkansas Dental Group, right there on the little squeegee. I think that'd work out good for you, man.
Be
good.
Maybe a big tooth up there.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
We sloppy. Wipe away your sloppy.
Wash away
the little suction. You know, the little slow-speed suction that goes in your mouth. Like sucking it up.
The next level.
Husky inbounds it off the back of Ewer, but Moore is able to avoid the turnover. Ooh, that was close. Moore dribbles to the low block. She's going in for the layup. Off the glass.
There we go. We got one down.
She's got 16 on the day. Back to a single-digit margin. Shirey quickly back the other way into the front court.
Oh, it's backcourt. Let her touch it. That's backcourt.
Yep,
back
there's the
backcourt. Back good hustle, Witt.
So it will be Mount Holmes' ball and turnover. And with 1:43 left, they have a chance to make it a two-possession game once again. Right now they're down by 8. Inbound pass goes to Husky.
Yeah, right there. You don't even need to go for it. Just let it go. It's going to be backcourt, but good hustle by the Lady Bombers.
Husky picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it up top to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles toward the free throw line. She's going into lane.
Shoot two.
Yep. Draw contact. That is on Jamira London. That is her second personal foul, and that does put Mount Holmes in the bonus for the rest of this game. Marin Adams and Zoe Brashear is both checking into the game, replacing McCumber and Ewer. It is going to be a two-shot opportunity. So Adams and Brashear is both coming in, each with four fouls.
Hey, you got to. Minute 29 left. You got to go with your horses that got you here, right?
Yep.
Witt's played this whole fourth quarter with four.
Yeah, that's right. This is Yonkers' first trip to the line. First shot is up and in.
Needed
that one. And if she gets this next one, it will be back to a two-possession game with less than a minute and a half left. Second shot is up. She gets both. She has nine on the day.
We still have three fouls to give. We can be super aggressive.
Bomber pressing.
Yep. 126 has Shirey's almost met by a double team, but she was able to get to Moss, who gets into the front court. Now goes back to Shirey. Shirey will throw it over on the right side to Adams. Adams going to dribble down to the lane, going in for the layup. Good. Adams with 19 on the day. I think they put that score on the wrong side of the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways, it's hopefully they'll get that fixed in a moment. Yonkers back their way. She's going into the lane, and she's going to draw the blocking foul on the way into the lane for the layup, and she'll head to the free throw line with 55 and a half seconds left.
Personal foul, Farmington's number 13, Hannah Moss.
Hannah Moss picks up her first personal foul. Okay, they do have that scoreboard fixed now. So it will be Jayla Yonkers back at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 9 points. First free throw for Yonkers, no good. One more to shoot. It'll be about a 20-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock when after the free throw by Yonkers, which she does get. Inbound pass, it goes to Farmington. Moss has it, and she'll be fouled in the backcourt. Lincoln Moore picks up her second personal foul. Bounce-off just has one more foul to give. 51.3 left.
Oh!
And I believe that was it. Yep. Witten Coleman's going to be called.
She'll foul out
yep,
right
she
here.
Just fouled. Witten Coleman has fouled out of this game. With
dude, I heard
points.
That through the deal. I didn't see what happened, but I heard that.
Yep.
She just,
Shirey's a little
just bowled over.
And Shirey's a little shaken up. Right
I don't
now.
Think either one of them seen that, Matt, as they were coming across. They just ran smack into each other, yep. And it was vicious.
Coleman will spend the final.
I told you.
Coleman will spend the final 50.6 seconds left on the bench as she fouls out. Shirey takes an inbound pass. She's quickly giving it to Brashears, who can't get the layup, and the rebound is tipped to Adams. And just like that, Farrington gets a fresh 35. And now Shirey is going to be fouled. That's going to put her at the free throw line as Farrington's now the bonus. Jayla Yonkers picks up her third personal foul. So two-shot opportunity. Shirey, she's still a little ginger there.
I told you I've been on the side of those elbows from Witten.
Yeah.
She's a tough old girl.
Yeah.
We might need to get her in some pads, Brad.
I know.
38 seconds left in the game. Ashari's first free throw is no good.
She hit harder than some of our D-backs there.
Maddie Young replaces Hannah Moss.
Show her brother how to hit somebody on the floor.
And Bailey Rittenberg comes out of the game as Sarah Williams will come in. So 38 seconds left in this game as Shirey has one more to shoot. Second shot is up and good. She gets 1 of 2. 52-44, Lady Cardinals up. They're going to have to go in a hurry. Ball goes to Yonkers into the front court. Ball goes to Williams in the right corner. She puts up the three-pointer in the corner. That won't go. And the rebound's controlled by London. She's quickly back the other way. And there's the foul by Lakin Moore. That is Moore's third personal foul. So Jamira London back at the free throw line, where so far she is 1 of 4. Time is running out, so I tell you what, hard-fought battle for Mountain Home, but it looks like
they're going to come up a little short, don't they?
Yep. London's first free throw is up and good.
This Farmington team was everything you guys promised and more. I mean, they're just the phenomenal girls basketball team.
They're
talented. Like I said, they go about 9 deep.
Mm-hmm. I did a stat on our Mountain Home Lady Bombers. The teams that they have played in the non-conference have a record of 134-54.
Wow. London hits both free throws. There's Lincoln Moore back the other way, going in for the layup. Good, and Roundhill quickly takes the timeout. We'll break with 15 and a half seconds left to play in the game. It is Farmington leading Mountain Home 54-46. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Mountain Home taking their last full timeout of the day. They have 1:30 timeout remaining. 15 and a half seconds left to play in the game. Farmington will inbound the ball, leading 54-46. Adams will trigger the inbound pass. Mountain Home's going with the full court press. Goes into Shirey, and she's fouled immediately.
Good foul.
That took 1.1 seconds off the clock. Parker Husky picks up her first personal foul. So Shirey back at the free throw line.
Shirey,
14.4 left in the game. First shot is up and good. Sarah Williams and Ashlyn Estes coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing Bailey Rittenberg and Anna McCarn. Going a little smaller to make sure they get some shooters.
Yeah, you got to get some shooters in. You got to throw the ball up.
Shirey's second free throw is up. No good. She gets 1-2, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. She's back the other way. 12 seconds left. Moore's going to pull up on the right side for the three-pointer. Good.
Got it.
Get up.
Lake and Moore with the three-pointer, and Mountain Home quickly takes their last time out of the day. We'll break with 6.9 seconds left. It is Mountain Home. If Farmington lead, Mountain Home 55-49. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Marin Adams inbounding the ball for Farmington with 6.9 seconds left as they lead Mountain Home 55-49. Adams throws the inbound to London, and now she's going to be fouled in the front court with 3.8 seconds left. Jayla Yonkers personal picks up her fourth personal foul. Jamira London back at the free throw line.
Jamira London shooting two.
Sure looked like she dragged that foot, didn't it?
She did. The coaching staff from Mountain Home was wanting the call as well.
London's first free throw is up. No good. Sarah Williams and Ashlyn Estes coming back in from Mountain Home, replacing Bailey Rittenberg and Anna McCarn. London's second shot is up, and she gets 1-2. And now Zoe Brashear is checking out of the game as Hannah Moss comes back in. So it's a three-possession lead. Lake and Moore takes an inbound pass, 2 seconds. She's going to, now you get the shot off. It's going to be a 7-point win for Farmington. And they'll repeat as champions of the Ultimate Auto Group Basketball Tournament.
What a good girls basketball game right there.
It's about as good as it gets. That's the best you're going to find in Friday night in Arkansas, I guarantee you.
You bet. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in just a moment. Our final score, Farmington defeats Mountain Home in this championship game, 56-49. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Does anyone feel like life is busier than ever, especially with the holidays? I'm a planner and try to think of it all, but what about the unexpected? Now, I've got that covered. My husband and I finally got life insurance with SelectQuote, and I couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. This holiday season, I feel a little lighter, knowing my family is protected and ready for whatever the new year throws our way.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-463-9797. That's 1-800-463-9797. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-463-9797. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Here at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad, we're having a Grillabration sale.
You mean celebration, right?
No, Grillabration. You know, Grillabrate the times. And to do so, we're having a big Grillabration sale. Get up to 40% off on select in-stock grills. We carry Traeger, Golden's Cast Iron, Gosney Pizza Ovens, and the all-new Auto Grill. And we're the only Traeger service dealer in the area. So come Grillabrate the times at Big Box Brad's.
It's a Grillabration.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00% annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one.